Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Robin Hackney, and I'm so happy that you're here. This podcast is a place for conversations about balancing a healthy lifestyle and being happy. More specifically, happy hour. Together, we'll explore all things wellness and wine. I hope you learn a little, laugh a lot, and along the way, know you're not alone on this balanced wellness journey. Ready to jump in? Pour something in your glass that makes you happy because it's time for Spandex and Wine. Hey guys, welcome to the Spandex and Wine Podcast. I apologize, I have a little bit of a cold, so probably should have put off recording this episode for a little bit later, but there's no time like the present, right? So I may as well just knock it out and get it done. I told you that I would be doing a second part to the Ask Me Anything episode. So here it is. And what's going to happen in the future is instead of doing segments like this and episodes like this, I'm going to do my best to work in more about me in each episode and probably more like in the intro. It's just hard for me. I think I said this on the first one that you guys would actually want to know anything about me. It's just in my mind, you guys want to hear more from guests, but I know it's important that I share a little bit more about me. So be patient with me, and I know I will get over this. In fact, gosh, I think it's been 2 or 3 years ago I was asked to be on a podcast, and I thought it was a scam at first, and then when I looked it up, it was real. I'm like, why would someone want me to be on their podcast? I don't get it, and I get that a lot from my guests, too, when I first ask people. But I was really in this imposter syndrome place. Of just like, what do I have to add? What do I have to tell people? I don't understand why someone would ask me to be on the show, which kind of makes me laugh now. I mean, I've been in the fitness industry for 22 years, and you guys know, like 8 years ago, I started with Traveling Vineyard and doing some in-home wine tastings. So, I mean, and I have a lot of life experience that I can share as well. So now I kind of laugh because I know people, like I said, say that to me too, when they are coming on the show, like, what are we going to talk about? Will you send me a list of questions? And really, I just want it to be a conversation and flow. And everyone has a story. Everyone has something to share and say. So if I reach out to you to be on the podcast, trust me, you have something to share. All right. So a few questions that I didn't get in the first episode about the Ask Me Anything. So this one might be just a little bit shorter because I don't have that many. And like I said, I'll work more in. First up, oh my gosh. Okay, this is interesting. Are you a dog or a cat person? Okay, so I think that dogs are amazing because you can never let them down. Like they're always just happy to see you. And that is wonderful. And cats are just so low maintenance. And they're just so cool. So I would say I'm both. I know that that's not, you know, probably the popular opinion. I have to, you know, answer like that. But we also have chickens, and I've really learned to love our chickens. Like watching our chickens, it's like sitting by the fire and just watching fire. You know how you just kind of get in trance? It is so much fun watching our chickens. And we just recently, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you probably saw all of the pictures with the chicks in the incubator. It took me a while to get Dave, my husband, to get an incubator. I don't know why, but our grandson loved watching him. And it was so much fun watching the little chicks hatch. We only hatched 4 out of 11, I think, that we put in there. And the very last one, oh my gosh, we were getting ready to throw out the eggs because they were way past when they should have, not way past, but a couple days past when they should have hatched. And as we are getting ready to throw them out in the woods, we put them in a bucket and I hear chirping and I put it to my ear. I'm like, sure enough, there is a chick in that egg. I ran it back to the incubator and that night at 11 p.m., it was hatched. So we named that one Lucky. So dog or cat person, can't say, but love our chickens too. Okay, let's see. Okay, protein. People are asking about how much protein they should be eating and the types of protein. I have a guest that's soon to be coming on. So that question's going to get answered. In a nutshell, as far as how much, I would say if you go from 0.7 to 1 gram
per pound of body weight. Okay, so if you weigh 100 pounds, I'm just going to use that because it's easy, 100 pounds, you want to get somewhere between 70 and 100 grams of protein. And as far as the types of protein, I have a collagen protein that I absolutely love. And then I just use either pre-mixed protein shakes, usually just the ones I get at Walmart right now. I know that some of the experts are cringing probably when they hear that. But for me right now, where I'm at, sometimes it's just about simplicity. So if you can just do what you can do, all right? And I'll put the link to the collagen protein that I like in the show notes. So there you go. And watch for that episode to be coming up soon on protein. And a lot of them in the past have mentioned it as well. All right, so the next question is, what are macros? Okay, your macros are macronutrients. So those are your protein, your carbohydrates, and your fat. And your body needs all of them. Restricting them is not doing yourself any favors. Now, if you are someone that you're really trying to transform your body, it is important for you to track your macros and know what you're putting in your body. In fact, I would invite everyone that's listening right now, just take one day, maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow, write down everything you eat and then go back and determine how many grams of, or you can do it at the time too with each meal, how many grams of protein, carbs, and fat you're getting, because it can be super, super eye-opening. And as you're tracking your macros, you'll also notice some places where you slip up or you tend to just grab things here and there and you don't realize it. Or heck, oh my gosh, how much sugar is in condiments. It is crazy. But I do have an old, it's super old, video on macronutrients that I will put in the show notes. And you will laugh. You'll laugh at my hair. You'll laugh probably just at me, but try and listen to the message and not look at me so much. All right. So I'll put that in there. Second, our next question is, how often do I work out? Okay. So I would say consistently, I would say 4 days. I try and get in 5 or 6. That doesn't always happen with my schedule. And I know some people are like, what the heck, Robin, you're at the gym all the time. How come you don't work out every day? Or I have people say, you teach classes. Don't you get your workout in with them? Like, no, nope. A lot of times, especially with strength training classes, I want to make sure that, number one, that they have the equipment that they can use. And number two, that they're doing everything correctly. As far as the equipment, like we only have so many racks at the studio that we use. And we only have so many, like there's only one sled. There's only one, I can't even think, functional trainer, different things like that. So I want to make sure that my clients get use of the equipment before me. It's not about me. It is about them. So I try and get my workouts in. It usually is around in the afternoon. I would love to do first thing in the morning, but that would require me getting up even earlier. And that's just not going to happen. I keep saying that. I keep saying, okay, why don't I just go in early and work out before my 6 a.m. class? Nope, not going to happen. I've already tried that. All right. What are my biggest struggles? Okay, my biggest struggles. Well, let's just put it out there. You guys know this. Wine is my biggest downfall. That is something that I really have to watch because it's so easy as you're sitting, especially in the summertime, springtime, summertime, fall, sitting out on the deck in the evening and having a glass of wine. But then that turns into 2, turns into 3. So watching my alcohol intake is one thing that I struggle with. And like I mentioned before, getting my workouts in, again, I know it sounds crazy, but just making sure that I'm hitting all the muscle groups that I want to hit in the way that I want to hit them. And, you know, struggles also are injuries. I've been dealing with a hip and back issue for, I don't even know how long. I can't even tell you how long. My chiropractor's been working on me for a while and it's getting better. And I mean, I'm able to move a little bit better, but I am not prone to injuries. We're all prone to injuries. And strength training is definitely going to help you with that, in that it will help you prevent injuries. But I know in the moment when you're there that it can be hard to do all of that. But sometimes you have to just be creative with your lifting. So I'm happy to help that. If you guys have any questions, you know how to reach me. You can email me at info@spandexandwine. You can text me at 913-392-2877, and I'll try and give you some tips. So there's that. All right. Let's see. One more question. What frustrates me? Well, okay. Golly jeepers. There's a lot of things that frustrate me that I'm working on. I think the biggest thing that frustrates me is when I see someone that has so much potential and they have the time and the resources to make a difference in their life through fitness and through their nutrition, and they opt not to do it. I think that's really frustrating. It's almost like a school teacher would tell a child or the parent, he's just not working to his potential, or she's not working to her potential. The teacher can see it. I mean, how many times have you heard that? I mean, not necessarily for you or necessarily for me, but you know that that's something that comes out in conferences. And I mean, it's true. It's true. It's difficult to see when I see someone that maybe in class that I know that they can lift heavier. I know that they've been doing the same weights for 12 years and they haven't increased. Or like we're doing a circuit training class and we're doing 45 second stations and they don't start lifting the weights until 20 seconds left, 17 seconds left. So that's probably my biggest frustration, but I love all of my clients. I love every part of them. I love those that are there to make a difference in their body. I love those that are making a difference in their lives. I love those that are there for the social. So that is that. Okay, you guys, so those are the rest of the questions. Oh, I did want to do a follow-up on the last Ask Me Anything. I told you guys that I really didn't have a skincare routine, and you will be happy to know that I have every day done the same routine, and I'm loving the results. So I'm happy to share that in the show notes as well. You'll probably see a reel come out. So I'm going to try, and I've been trying to be more consistent with my reels on Instagram. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, please, please, please go and follow me. It's Spandex and Wine. You know that I have the Facebook group, Spandex and Wine, that I hope that lots of you are a part of. I know many, many of you are, so thank you for your support there. And then I also have a weekly newsletter that I put out on Wednesdays. And I will put the link in the show notes for you to sign up for that newsletter. And that's going to give you everything from podcast news, spandex news, upcoming events and announcements, which include my summer tour coming up. And that is shaping together nicely. And I can't wait to put all that information out. I'm hoping in the next week or so I can put that out so you guys can be at every stop or as many stops as you possibly can. Yeah, that is it, you guys. Thank you so much for being loyal to me. Thank you so much for your 5-star reviews. That is huge in the algorithm of podcasts. So if you haven't done that, all you have to do is go to the show and you'll see where it says leave a review. Make sure you hit the 5 stars, please. And it can be as simple as you want it to be. Love the podcast. That's it. It can be whatever you want. And then sharing podcasts, where you just hit the share button, and it can be to social media, it can be to your next door neighbor, whatever. That helps as well. And if you are not caught up on episodes, you can also put it on a faster speed. And my husband can't imagine listening to me at a faster speed, but you can go 1.5, you can go 2 times. Wowza, that is Robin really on a lot of coffee. Okay, you guys have a great day. Have a great weekend. And I hope to see you soon. Thank you for listening. If you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to follow Spandex and Wine so you don't miss an episode. To do this, just go to the podcast and click subscribe or follow wherever you are listening. Look for the plus sign or follow button. This is one of the best things that you can do for the podcast. If you'd also be willing to give a 5-star review, that would be amazing and much appreciated. Lastly, please share an episode with a friend or 5 to keep the love going, and join the Spandex and Wine community in our private Facebook group by searching Spandex and Wine. Feel free to reach out to me at any time by emailing info@spandexandwine.com or text me at 913-392-2877. I appreciate you.
Thank you.